Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Nun Zayin of Masechtas Kedushin. Some of the topics we learn about include a continuation of the sources for items that are Asr Bahana, Tzipor Mitzayra. When a person has Tzaras, he is forbidden to remain in the city and is relegated to Chutz LaMachna, outside the city. After the Tzaras is healed, the initial Tahara is performed, and that the Kohen brings two birds out to the Mitzayra. One Tzipor is shechted, and its blood is collected into a utensil that already contains Mayim Chayim, spring water. The second live Tzipor is then combined with Eitz Erez, a piece of cedar wood, Ezev, a type of grass, and a Shani Talas, a red thread, and the Kohen dips them into the Dama Shchuta and sprinkles the blood onto the Mitzayra 7 times. Afterward, the second Tzipor is set free, and the Mitzayra is now permitted to enter the city, where he waits 7 days before the subsequent Tahara is performed with additional Karbanos. There's a machlekes as to at what point the Tzipor Mitzayra become Aser. Mishas Shchita, from the time of the Shchita, or Mishas Likicha, from the time that they were purchased. All agree that the Tzipor HaMushalachas becomes Mutter when it is sent away. Egla Rufa, if a Jew is found murdered in the field in Eretz Yisrael, and it is not known who killed him, the Torah requires an Egla Rufa to atone for his death. The elders of the city closest to the corpse kill the calf with a blow to the back of its neck, and then wash their hands and state, Yedeinu lo yishavchu es adam hazeh veinenu lo ro. This statement includes the point that the dead man had not been sent on his way without either proper provisions or personal accompaniment. They then ask Hashem for forgiveness for the innocent blood that was spilled, as they recite the pasuk, Kaper la'amchi Yisrael asher petisa Hashem v'altiten damnoki b'kerbecha. Petach amar, a firstborn male donkey must be redeemed for aseh, a sheep, which must then be given to a kohen. If the owner refuses to do so, he must decapitate the donkey from the back of its neck. There's a machlekes in whether the petach amar is asur b'hanah michayim while still alive, but all agree that it becomes asur b'hanah la'acha arifa after it's killed. There's a machlekes regarding basar b'chalav, whether it is merely asur b'achila or also asur b'hanah.